Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday. Thank God it's Friday, the 22nd of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this report. And if you like what you hear in this free podcast, we'd love to have you as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up to marcustoday.com.au and get yourself a free 2-week trial and give us a chance to show you what we can do, help you make more of your money. All right, well, let's kick on with the scores on the doors. And for the week, the index closed up 1.3% for the week, 100-odd points. But today we fell 11.4 points, or 0.15%, 7,770.6. We opened at 7,784.9. We had a high just slightly above that, 2 points above that, and a low of 7,738.6. A little bit of a fight back towards the end of the session, but I have to say, it has been a long week. A lot of central bank action this week, and we even had a late entrance to some central bank action today with Taiwan raising its interest rates. So, interesting week all around with the Fed, the Bank of England, the Swiss Bank, etc., RBA, of course, as well. So it has been a big week, and we did limp pretty much into the close today. But one of the factors affecting today has been the strength of the US dollar, and I guess the weakness once again of the Australian dollar back down to 65.25. And that Aussie dollar has really weighed on the resource sector. And we have seen the big three iron ore players all ease back again. BHP down 0.8, Rio down 0.5, Fortescue down 2.1%. There. So a little bit of backing and filling in some of those resource stocks. Lithium stocks also under pressure. Pilbara down 1.01%. And gold stocks taking a breather as well today. We had Evolution down 2%. And Genesis Minerals announced their 5-year strategic plan last night after hours. The stock fell 6.3% today, so maybe not the cunning plan that everyone was going for, but certainly not so good there for some of those gold stocks today, taking a little bit of a hit. Also taking a hit today in the resource space was Woodside down 1.8%, and coal stocks generally a bit easier as well. We had Whitehaven Coal falling nearly 3% today, Karoon down 2.5% as well. All right, shifting gears, heading to the banks. Well, a little bit of weakness in the big bank basket, falling back to $207.75. The biggest loser today was Westpac, down 0.8%. CBA down 0.4%. Macquarie falling 0.3%. Insurers doing okay. QBE up 1.1%. Suncorp up 0.9%. So not a bad day all round for the insurers. Medibank Public up 0.8%. Healthcare also did well today. CSL leading the charge up 1.7%. Fisher & Paykel with an earnings upgrade up 7.7%, and REITs also doing well today. Goodman Group sprinting ahead 3.4% higher. Mervac up 1.4% and Centre Group up 1.2%. Industrials a bit nonplussed, to say the least. Telstra fell 0.8%. Aristocrat down 2.6%. All Tech Index not doing an awful lot at all today. That fell back. It was actually unchanged, 0.02%. So nothing shaking but the trees there for the Alltech Index. WiseTech up 0.80, fulfilling its name, was down 0% as well. As far as corporate news goes today, not a lot out there, to be honest. We had that Genesis 5-year plan. We had also today that Fisher & Paykel earnings upgrade, which was good news. But we did get some economic news today. We had the RBA Financial Stability Report, which is certainly worth a read. Certainly, households not under undue stress, but the RBA did warn that the longer things go on, the more worrisome it will be. So clearly, they are somewhat worried about that because it is growing, not dangerously yet, but certainly it is growing, that perceived and real problem with mortgage holders paying off their loans. Japanese inflation came out today as well, a little higher, but Asian markets were a little mixed, to say the least. Japan was unchanged. I'll just look for the latest from Japan there. Last I looked, it was unchanged. But Hong Kong and China taking a battering. China was down 1.2%. Hong Kong down 2.7%. Off its lows, the Nikkei up 0.2%. 10-year yields in Australia falling, certainly at the moment. 4.04% is the number there for the 10-year yield. And US futures slightly positive at the moment. We've got Dow futures up 26, NASDAQ futures up 15. As far as winners for grinners go today, let's run through the top stocks and their volumes. Fisher & Paykel was the biggest winner today, 7.7% higher, 726,000 shares traded. Bannerman up 4.6%, 763,000 shares traded. Tuas doing well today as well, 4.2% higher, 636,000 shares. Virgin UK, 11 million shares traded, up 4%. Platinum, PTM, also having a good day today. The market seems to like what they heard in terms of the reorganization of some of those portfolio managers, up around 4%, 2 million shares traded. And Light and Wonder, up 3.6% today. That, of course, is part of the old guard coming out of Aristocrat, which is started up under Light and Wonder, LNW, the stock code there. In the loser's corner today, on the naughty step, we have Genesis, down 6.3%. In the beginning was the word, and 10 million of those little puppies traded today on the back of that five-year strategic plan, which came out after hours. The market not really that enamoured with it, I don't think. Satire down 6.2%, 3 million shares traded. Brainchip had a brain fade, down 5.7%. WA Resources also having a little bit of a problem today. They were down 5.4%. Not huge volume though, 171,000 shares. And Bellevue Gold, 5.3% easier, 7 million shares. And Latin Resources down 5.1% today as well. In terms of positive sectors, healthcare and REITs leading the charge today, if the charge is the right word. Negative sectors, iron ore, gold miners, lithium, oil and gas, banks a little bit. The big bank basket down to $207.75, 1.3% down for the ASX 200 for the week. We had the gold price in Aussie dollar terms, that is $3,329. So still a pretty elevated level there as the Aussie dollar slips away. That is not far off those all-time highs. Did see uranium up a little bit in Asian trade, but not really having too much of an effect apart from Bannerman. Bitcoin back down to $65,834. 10-year yields 4.04%. The Aussie dollar 65.25. That US dollar strengthening as we're seeing some of the central banks moving to more aggressive rate cuts, I suspect, with Swiss Bank leading the charge, perhaps with ECB to follow. As far as Dow futures go, up around 26 and NASDAQ futures up around 15. Major movers and shakers today. Well, we've spoken about Fisher & Paykel, Bannerman, Goodman Group doing well. P&R, Pantoro doing well today, up 12.1%. So not a bad effort from Pantoro. No announcements there. 31 million shares traded there. It was only 6.5 cents though, so let's not get too carried away. We did see Beacon Lighting coming under pressure after they had a substantial shareholder notice announced from Challenger, down 3.2%. No huge volume there. Satire, a little bit of a consumer slowdown perhaps, down 6.2%. And speculative stock of the day, nothing today on any volume. As far as company announcements go, in a little more detail, we've got Fisher & Paykel. They've updated their FY24 revenue and earnings guidance. Genesis Minerals reported mineral resources 15.2 million ounces with that five-year strategic plan. Clarity Pharmaceuticals enrolled their first participant in cohort 4 in their Theranostic Secure trial. It's been treated with an alphabetic spaghetti of drug names and numbers. Electro-Optic Systems has announced a $35 million fully underwritten placement and $5 million SPP there. And Core Lithium had a good day today, or a better day. Drilling results there from the Ahoy and Sea Dog prospects. I think I should do those in a pirate accent. As far as economic and other headlines go today, the Reserve Bank said that global financial stability risks were elevated even as the economic outlook improved. Japan's consumer inflation accelerated to its quickest pace in 4 months. Consumer prices, excluding fresh food, rose 2.8% in February. A gauge of inflation that excludes fresh food and energy prices, a key indicator for underlying price trends, slowed to 3.2%. And Chinese authorities are examining the role of PricewaterhouseCoopers in the Evergrande Group accounting practices. And ex-Steinhoff chief executive Markus Jost has died unexpectedly of a gunshot wound. And the German national football team has ended a 77-year sponsorship deal with Adidas and is switching over to Nike. And just a little voice of consent in the wilderness. Vanguard does not expect the Federal Reserve to cut rates this year. That defies the view from the Fed that rates will be reduced three times in 2024. And US Senator Elizabeth Warren has called on the SEC to investigate Tesla and Elon Musk over government issues once again. That is it from me today. We'll be back again tomorrow with all the weekend newsletter roundup. In the meantime, have a great evening, and we'll talk again on Monday.